You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. If you want a story of not great numbers, then take a look at Chipotle recently. Its third quarter earnings were not so hot, and a graph of its stock over the past week or so looks like a playground slide. The restaurant chain is dealing with an E. coli outbreak, and even beyond that, big questions about its supply chain. Remember, high-quality ingredients have always been a part of its sales pitch. Roberto Ferdman covers food and economics for the Washington Post and says, yeah, this is not great for Chipotle.
There are several restaurants that we know are tied to the E. coli outbreak. They've hired food safety experts to assess how well they sanitize their restaurants and how well they are at dealing with their food in order to avoid these sorts of things, because clearly there's a problem. Chipotle's sales pitch is similar to other restaurants in that it serves food and that it does it quickly, but it's different from other restaurants in the sense that its sales pitch revolves around a mission, around something about its food that is specific to Chipotle. In fact, if you go on its website, you'll find that they talk about things like sustainability. They talk about things like animal welfare. They talk about things like fresh food and locally sourced foods. And they've been really good about making true on these promises.
Yeah, so, I mean, this raises the question of like, okay, so if the thing that is an integral part of how you sell yourself is, well, everything is, what's the word, ethically sourced or whatever, how do you make that huge? How do you scale that up?
So last year, they found that one of what was probably their largest pork supplier wasn't adhering to their standards. They stopped serving pork, carnitas, as people probably know it, who go to Chipotle and order it, at 600 restaurants around the country. That's a lot of restaurants. And in the aftermath, they had to report sales that were dissatisfying to investors. In fact, comparable sales, which are sales at stores that have been open for a year, it's a good measure of how people feel about your brand and whether they're going into your stores, fell. That's very uncommon for Chipotle. What that shows you is that they made a decision to defend their mission that did harm to their business. And this is probably going to continue to happen going forward. Pork is a perfect example. There's a very, very small percentage of pork that's produced in this country is raised outside of gestation crates. If Chipotle wants to become huge, which I'm sure it does, or huger, it's going to have to either change that, which is not easy, or give in to that.
One of the things that you have written about is other companies that are changing the way that they source their food products too. Is that because of Chipotle or is that demand from people around the country or what?
I think it has to do more with a general wave. Chipotle's popularity is emblematic of that wave. The fact that we want to go eat at Chipotle or that people do is partly because they feel better about what they're paying for, what they're buying into. I mean, McDonald's recently announced that in the next 10 years, they're going to use only cage-free eggs. Starbucks recently announced that they're going to do it in 5 years. Dunkin' Donuts has announced this in the past. These things are really important for the food system. McDonald's is the largest buyer of eggs in this country.
Wow.
What that means is that suddenly egg suppliers, egg producers, are going to have to change the way in which they raise their eggs. What that means for someone like Chipotle, who doesn't sell eggs, but for other products, it would mean that they have a much easier way to supply the business that they want to create or they want to continue supplying.
The one outlier in all of this, though?
Is Yum Brands, specifically Taco Bell.
Why?
So let's be fair, okay? I'm sure that part of the decision that these other companies made had to do with their belief, belief in values, belief in animal welfare, but it was also driven by the fact that they believed it would help their bottom line.
Absolutely. That's why companies make decisions.
That's exactly right. Let's not pretend. Taco Bell doesn't sell the same thing that Chipotle sells. I mean, it sells food, but it kind of revolves more around kitsch. Taco Bell probably doesn't think that it needs to change its sourcing because its customers don't buy it because its food is ethically sourced or sustainable.
It's also cheap.
It's also cheap. And, you know, if we contrast that against, say, McDonald's has moved upscale a bit, not very successfully. So one wonders whether Taco Bell has actually made the right business decision. And in fact, when you look at Yum Brands, the parent company, which is struggling a lot these days, largely because of how they're performing in China, many people have suggested that they spin off Taco Bell because Taco Bell, which does almost all of its business in the U.S., is actually doing just fine.
Roberto Ferdman writes about food and economics for The Washington Post. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.